Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. We are saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, our God. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna to the King of Kings. Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna to the Lord of Lords. Lord is the God of the name. Where are you located? Amen. Welcome, Mr. Lizzy. Well, the Lord bless you. I can see your prayer. Ah, your prayers are answered in Jesus' name. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. I say, magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus, I say, glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Stand the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Magnify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. Glorify the Lord with me. Exalt the name of Jesus. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. For all you have done for me. For me, we are grateful. Oh Lord, we are grateful, Lord. I am grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. I am grateful, oh Lord. For all you have done for us, we are grateful, oh Lord. Are you grateful, Lord? I am grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. You are grateful, oh Lord. For all you have done in your life, hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh. Are you grateful, Lord? I am grateful. Oh, Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. Oh, Lord. For all he has done in our lives. Hallelujah. We are grateful. Oh, Lord. Are you grateful, Lord? We are grateful. Oh, Lord, I am grateful. We are grateful, oh, Lord. For all he has done in our life. Hallelujah, we are grateful. Oh, Lord, I am grateful. I am grateful. Oh, Lord, we are grateful, Lord. I am grateful, oh Lord, for all he has done in our life. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. Oh Lord, our our excellent designing in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O God, our God. How excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your holy name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord, our God. How excellent is your holy name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. Y'all, welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching you all from Lanham, Maryland, USA. This is Archbishop Stephen John Yokoro coming your way with the living word of God that saves, heals, delivers, and blesses. Hallelujah. We thank God. Today is a winter day, snow day. There's so much snow out there, but it's okay. It's even better here in the DC area. In other parts of the U.S., they got minus 40 degrees in some parts of the U.S. And the temperatures are very low right now. There's so much freezing breeze all over the place. We got snow everywhere, but that's okay. That's not going to hinder what God's going to be doing. We are used to it. It's snow. It's snow period, so we are not surprised to see snow everywhere today. It's okay. God bless you all. Thank you all for coming. God's going to bless everyone tonight. Every Sunday night, we have this coming on. And then on Saturday, 12 noon to 2 o'clock. And then most Friday night, we have another section because God wants to speak to his people. And I pray we have a listening ear. God wants to bless his people. That's why we are on this. And it's long God spoke to me that the time will come when much of my work is going to be broadcasting the world on air. And I thought it was a joke. So when I finished secondary school, I noticed that I made my first broadcast in Warri, Delta State, Nigeria, Radio Warri. It's not a very big station, but it was serving the whole of Delta State and some parts of those states and so on. That was my first broadcast, Radio Warri, Delta State, Nigeria. And then when I moved to Port Harcourt, I found myself having opportunities to speak the word of God on River State TV and then Radio Rivers Nigeria and then different radio and TV stations in Port Harcourt and different parts. And then I got an opportunity to preach in some West African countries, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and so on. I was opportune to be on radio and TV stations in some of those places. So I thought that was going to be the end. Then the Lord brought me to the United States in 2001. And I was in Alabama. I lived in Alabama for about 2-3 years before I moved to Maryland. And while I was over there in Alabama, I was working with white churches, black churches, every church, and then I found myself again on the radio and then on the TV. I was surprised. I said, where am I going to? I didn't plan for this, but God said, son, I gave you the word, and you got to put it out there. Yes, I am opportuning you to put my word, my message on air. So I said, Lord, I receive it. I surrender. I receive it. And then the internet came, and we had the opportunity to reach more millions of people using the internet. I didn't know the internet was more powerful than even radio, TV station, because everything starts from the internet and then moves to radio and then TV and so on. So I noticed that with the internet, we are reaching more people around the world than just local radio stations and local TV stations, because those little stations, you don't really go far with it. The most of those stations are serving community. Like some radio stations are serving just the DC area, and then some are serving Virginia, some are serving several states within the U.S. Very few radio and TV stations are reaching the whole globe. They don't cover the globe. They just cover an area, and that's it. But the internet goes further. It goes to the end of the earth, and you won't believe it. We get a lot of phone calls, emails, and everything coming, you know, and I say, wow, God, you are wonderful. So each time I praise God, because we have been given opportunity to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to the whole globe. You know, just from one position, you are reaching so many people at the same time. You know, it's a great privilege. I give God the glory for these and the testimonies of healings and deliverances while we are ministering like this. We get them on the phones and on, we get them on emails and messages and so on. We need to thank God for giving us this opportunity to reach out to the people. I am praying tonight that tonight again, God will visit us in a mighty way. God will bless everyone that is listening and hearing right now. God will do a new thing in the life of everyone tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, welcome every one of you. It's going to be great. God is going to be blessing so many people. But I have some songs here I want to sing quickly. The songs have to do with the message we're going to be hearing. One of the songs, the message we're going to be hearing, we're going to be talking about excellent God. God has an excellent spirit. And God himself is excellent. So it's imparting the spirit of excellence on his people. And I pray tonight you, God impart to you the spirit of excellence. You shall begin to excel in every area of your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's listen to this first song. For thou, O Lord, are God above all the end, thou art exalted far above the gods. For thou, O Lord, our God, above all the end, thou art exalted far above all the end. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy. Oh Lord, thou art worthy, Lord. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, O God. For thou, O Lord, our God, above all the end, thou art exalted far above all the earth. For thou, O Lord, God above all the earth. Thou art exalted, above all the earth. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord, O Lord. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Oh, yes, Lord. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Oh, Lord, thou art worthy, Lord. Thou art worthy. Thou art worthy. Oh, yes, Jesus. Thou art worthy, Lord. Oh, Lord. The second song says, O Lord, you are the majesty. O Lord, you are the majesty. Your name is over the earth. O God, you are the majesty. Your name is over the earth. O Lord, we worship your name. O Lord, we magnify your name. Your King, Lord of love. O Lord God Almighty, our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. O Lord, we worship your name. O Lord, we glorify your name. King of kings, Lord of lords, O Lord God of mighty. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. O Lord, we worship your name, O God, we magnify your name. King of kings, Lord of lords, O Lord God Almighty. Our God, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. Our Lord, you are the majesty, your name is all over the earth. O God, we magnify your name, O Lord. We glorify your name, King of kings, Lord of lords, O Lord God of mighty. Praise and worship is one thing, O God. God enjoys the praises of his people. He likes it. He enjoys it. That is what you, O God, praising him and worshiping him. That's the food God is. He takes delight in the praise of his people, in the worship and in the adoration. You see, many times we keep on asking God, God, give me this, God, give me that, God, give me that, God, give me this, God, we pray. God is hearing you. He's not deaf. He's not blind. He's seeing you. So you repeat the same prayer over and over and over. Did he not hear? It means a lot of things we do. You know, in the book of Isaiah 59, he said, God is not deaf. that he can't hear you. God is not blind that he can't see you. You know, God is not amputated that he can't help you. See, but your sin and iniquity is standing between you and him. That's why we confess our sins every day when we pray. You confess your sins unto God and let him sense you so that he hears you. So when you pray once, that's it. You know, the next time you thank God for it, even if he hasn't answered. But I see a lot of people repeat. Jesus said, avoid vain repetition. Jesus said, avoid vain repetition. I see people repeating, you know, saying the same thing over and over and over. And God is not there. He's hearing you. What he wants is praise and worship. Just continue to praise him and worship him. And then he's answering the prayers already. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How glorious is your name. How wonderful is your name, O Lord. How wonderful is your name, O Lamb. How glorious is your name, O Lamb. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. O Lord, O Lord, how excellent is your name. How glorious is your name. How beautiful is your name, O Lord. How wonderful is your name, O Lord. How beautiful is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How wonderful is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How beautiful is your name. How glorious is your name. How wonderful is your name, O Lord. How wonderful is your name. O Lord, how beautiful is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh, Lord, how wonderful is your name. How glorious is your name. How beautiful is your name. Oh, Lord, how excellent is your name. How glorious is your name. How beautiful is your name. Oh Lord, how wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name. How wonderful is your name. Oh Lord. Oh, welcome to our pastor, David God Power. God bless you. Thank you for coming into this program. God bless you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. David God Power. God bless you abundantly. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He'll do and wondrous things. He'll do and wondrous things. Blessed be his holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He will do and wondrous things. He will do and wondrous things. Blessed be his holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, They gotta be trying. Hey, oh, do at one drop thing. Hey, oh, do at one drop thing. Blessed be his holy name forever. Oh, blessed and long. Oh, my soul. I know that is within me. Bless his holy name. I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his home, bless his soul, holy name. He has done great things, 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 he has done great things. Bless his own name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, God. I'm asking you to minister to your people tonight. Just bless them with your word and by your spirit, by your power. Impart to your people more grace, more favor, more anointing, more blessings. In the name of Jesus, God, speak your word and let your word go forth and give life to your people and give healing and deliverance and salvation and grace and excellence and power of God to your people as they listen tonight. Let them receive from you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. We are together again, just praising the Lord. We are together again. He wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better. If in stock, we are together again, just praising the Lord. We are together again, we are together again, just praising the Lord. We are together again. He wanna come. Something good is already happening. Something better. If in stock, we are together again, just praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today we read Revelation chapter 4. And as we are reading Revelation chapter 4, I found out that Revelation chapter 4 is talking about what happens in heaven, what is going on there. And what we read that it is praise and worship 24/7. I wasn't surprised because it has been like that. It is praise and worship 24/7. In heaven, that's what it is. Then I said, what are we doing on earth? We better go over there. I'm praying 24/7 because what are we doing here? What are they doing here? A place here never grow old, never grow old. It's a land where you never grow old, never grow old, never grow old. It's a land where you never grow old. The rich, I have heard of that land. It's a land with a gun. It's a land where you never grew old. Never grew old, never grew old. It's a land where we never grow old. Never grew old, never grew old. It's a land where we never grow old. Yeah, that was Jim Reed. You see, I've heard of that man. It's a land where you never grow old. So we're reading Revelation chapter 4 today. And it was talking about praise and worship in heaven 24-7. It is praise and worship 24-7. Oh, I like that place. What are they doing here? Coronavirus, you know, political for them. War is on the other side. Then there is bad weather on the other side. Then there is climate change. And then this side, all kind of things are going on. Omicron is on one side. Then Delta variant is on the other side. What type of Revelation chapter 4, they praise God 24-7. Just worship God. Just praise God. Just worshiping him. You know, I wish we are already, let's key into that realm. Because that's where we are going to. And most people are not even ready for what it is. You know, they still think heaven is a place where people carry Bible and preach every day. What are you preaching in heaven? It's about Jesus Christ. It's about God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So we don't just praise and worship him all day long and all night long. There's no night there. There is no accident, plane crash, you know, all these things we see here, they are not there, you know. So that's where we are going to. Today we're going to be talking about receiving the spirit of excellence. Excellence means the best. You know, and God himself is an excellent God in Psalm 8, verses 1 and 2. You see, how excellent is your name, O God. God himself is the best, is an excellent, is the God that is above all other gods. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like thee. All other gods, they are the works of men. You are the only God. There is none like thee. All other gods, they are the works of men. He is the only God. There is none like thee. There are so many gods on earth. You want to be God. Small letter G-O-D. Small letter G-O-D. God. You go to India. When you go to India, you will see God. Small letter G-O-D. Everything is a God in India. River is God. Tree is a God. Snake is God. Even the cattle people eat. We eat cattle here. They don't eat cattle there. Cattle is God. You know, they God. Every little thing is a God. That is what when Elijah saw. When Elijah said, wait a minute. What are you people doing? You are worshiping here. Worshiping this God. And worshiping that. And what are you doing? Come on. Let's know which God is God. So there was a contest on Mount Cana. And the four prophets of Baal, who were worshippers of Baal, led the people to worship Baal. They prayed and prayed from morning to night. Their God didn't answer. Elijah was mocking them. Maybe your God has traveled. They caught themselves with night, and their God is not even come. And then Elijah just lifted up his hand. He said, God, I know who you are. You are the God that answers by fire. You are the God that convinces. You are the God that speaks. We speak to and hear us. Show yourself. and God manifested himself, you know, then the whole nature of faith, the God of Elijah, is the true God. You know, we are worshiping the only true God. We have only one God who sent Jesus Christ to come and die for us. The God that created heaven and earth. The God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, the God of Israel. The only true and the living God who created you, created me, created heaven and earth. That is the only God we serve. We don't serve river. We don't serve wood. We don't have snake as our God. Cattle is not our God. We don't have this thing as our God. This one is God. The other one is God. No. That's why that song, the God that is above all the earth. You know, thou art God above. Or his name is excellent. He's an excellent God. You find that in Psalm 148, verse 13. An excellent God. And he wants us to excel, to be the best. Yes, he wants you to be the best. He says you shall be above and not the next. You shall be the head and not the tail. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. Deuteronomy 28, verse 13. God said, you, my people, shall be above and not beneath. You shall be the head and not the tail. And I want us to meditate on that a little bit. He said, you shall be above only. In business, in your job, in your marriage, in your family, in your school work, academic, in everything you do, you shall be above only and not beneath. You shall be the head and not the tail. That's the covenant God made with Israel and with his people. We are the Israelites of today through the blood of Jesus Christ. We are now the Jews. We are now the Israelites. Oh, yes. If you don't believe it, I believe I'm an Israeli. Oh, yes. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, I am an Israeli. I receive that. I receive that to myself. I don't know about you, because those are the people of God. And in the book of Galatians, he says you are a Jew by your belief. You know, you came through the blood of Jesus Christ. You came to salvation. So you are a Jew because of Jesus. So we are Jews. We are Israeli. Oh, yes, that's who we are. And God made these promises to Abraham. So the seed of Abraham, we are the seed of Abraham. And we inherit the Abrahamic covenant. We inherited the Abrahamic covenant. Whosoever blesses you, I will bless. Whosoever curses you, I will curse. Now read history. You find that anybody who come against the Israelites didn't end well. He started with Adolf Hitler of Germany. Killed the Jews, the millions of them, gassed them to death. The same Adolf Hitler died by hanging. He committed suicide. Adolf Hitler, that was how he ended. And then the Bible says, curse is everyone who killed himself. If you committed suicide, you are a curse. That's what the scripture says. But that is how Adolf Hitler ended his life. That's not the best. You want to come against the Israelites, you are kicking against the bricks. Read history. Go around and you see anybody who come against Israel is coming against God. Saddam Hussein, you know, was firing missiles into Israel. How did Saddam Hussein end? Saddam Hussein died, you know, he was electrocuted to death. That was how Saddam Hussein died. You want to battle with a dog? Don't try it. Any nation, any people who come against Israel, they don't end well. They end in disaster because you came against God's covenanted people. Those are God's covenanted people. They carry a covenant. And you see, in Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, God said to Abraham, whosoever blesses you, I will bless. And whosoever curses you, I will curse. So if you ever tamper with them, you have missed, you have gone to the wrong direction. And then in the end of the in Deuteronomy 28, it says you shall be above only and not beneath. And then we shall be the head and not the tail. God said it to us, the believers, the Christians, the people of God. We are the Jews of today. We are the Israelites. You know, we are the descendants of Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. And so the Abrahamic covenant is on us. Oh, yes, we are carrying it. It's on us. And God said we shall be above and not the head. We shall be the head and not the tail. What does that mean? That's excellent. You shall be the best. That's what it means. You shall be the best. Angel of the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, open with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then Daniel, four Hebrew boys who were brought in from the land of promise, taken into captivity in Babylon. And while they were in Babylon, the heathen kings they were dealing with subjected them to all kind of things, but God was with them because these boys, they will not bow down to the devil. I like that. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and then Daniel included four of them. They will not bow down to golden images. They will not bow down to any king. They will not bow down to anybody. They will not bow down. They will not worship anybody. They will not worship anybody. That's it. I'm worshiping God. So please, don't make me to worship you. I don't have to worship you. I don't. You are not my God. Please, go. I want to worship the Almighty God. So these four boys are in the book of Daniel chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You see God using them mightily. And they refuse to compromise their standards. They upheld their standards of holiness and righteousness. Daniel, you know, proposed in his house that he will not live like other people. He will not do what others are doing. I just want to worship God and pray. I just want to follow my God. And he paid up because after a couple of days of being in the presence of God, these boys were eating vegetables. They were eating the king's meat. They were eating the king's meat. You know, they were in the Hebrew diet. They were taking vegetables. And at the end of the day, the test, they found out that they were more excellent than all the magicians and all the clever people of the land. You find out the book of Daniel chapter 1, verse 17 to the end. They ran them through a test. These boys, so faithful, they didn't compromise. They have upheld their Christian standards. They are not going to do what others are doing. They are not going to smoke. They are not going to drink. They are not going to go around with, fornication and adultery and all those immorality and all those worldliness. They won't compromise. So they remain faithful to the Lord, even in captivity. And then it paid off. When the king was looking for people to interpret his dreams and the handwritings on the wall and all the other stuff, they found out that these boys were more excellent. You know, they have, we find out in Daniel chapter 5, verse 12, which is our test. Daniel chapter 5, verse 12, is our test. God gave Daniel the spirit of excellence. God gave Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego the spirit of excellence. And they were 10 times better than their counterparts. All the magicians, all the occult, all the astrologers, you know, in the king's palace in those days, the same thing with the Egyptians. The Egyptians do that too. They know astrologers and fortune tellers. They work for the king, the magician. The king employed them to read the future. They were able to read the future. The same way the prophet of God will tell you about the future, these people were hired by the king in the king's palace. they were able to focus, they were able to pierce into the future and tell you things. But they were so limited because their powers were not from God, who called it, and, you know, all kind of demonic powers they were using. But Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these poor boys, they beat those people hands down. there is a spirit of excellence, bro. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego down in front of them. They beat all those people hands down because those people, they know nothing at all. There is a God behind Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the God of excellence. You say, how excellent is your name, O God? The God of excellence was behind them. And this God is manifesting himself in the life of this boy. And the king was surprised. How come these little boys are able to perform like this? They read handwriting from the wall. They interpret dreams. It was the same thing that happened to Joseph. Joseph was able to interpret dreams. You know, these are special gifts. You know, special gifts embedded in them, you know, that made them to excel. Because in the days of Joseph, in the book of Genesis, Pharaoh had a dream, and the dream was double, you know, meaning confirmation. Seven fat cows came out of the Nile. Seven fat cows came out of River Nile, and then another seven fat cows, same River Nile. And then the dream goes that the seven slim cattle ate up the seven fat cattle. And there was confusion in the palace. They couldn't interpret it. Nobody could interpret those dreams. And Pharaoh was angry. What? Nobody's going to interpret my dream? Then somebody said, oh, king, live forever. There is a boy in the prison. I met him in the prison. There's a boy, a Hebrew boy, a Jewish Israeli boy, is in the prison. His name is Joseph. Let's call him. He has interpreted dreams before. Let's see if he can interpret this one. So they went to bring Joseph from prison. This is the book of Genesis. And when he came, the spirit of excellence was operating. And then he said, oh, king, here is your dream, and here is the interpretation. The seven fat cattle are 7 years of plenty. The seven slim cattle are 7 years of famine. The 7 years of famine is going to overstep the 7 years of plenty, and there will be hunger and famine in the land. There will be drought. There will be nothing to eat. Everybody is going to go hungry. And then the king asked, what is the answer? How do we stop this? How do we overcome this? Then the knowledge and understanding, you know, what we call revealed knowledge. This is not the book knowledge. Book knowledge have their own limitations. Oh, yes. Book knowledge. Physics, chemistry, biology, medicine, engineering, all the knowledge, so many knowledge, law, you know, knowledge upon knowledge upon knowledge. They have their own limitations. Those are just human knowledge. But there's revealed knowledge. There's knowledge from on high. It's wisdom, knowledge from God that comes from God. And this knowledge, brother, you're welcome. God bless you. We're broadcasting right now. Talk to you later. That this knowledge comes from above. The knowledge of God that comes from above was what Joseph knew. Joseph applied the wisdom that comes from above. And he gave the word, he gave the rhema. During the 7 years of plenty, let us store food enough to take us through the 7 years of famine. He gave the answer. Yesterday I said with you, I said, I want to be the man with the answer. I don't want to be the man with the problem. Joseph had an anointing that brings answer. The same thing with Daniel. You know, they brought solutions, answers to people's problems. Not that they have, it's not money now. We're talking about divine, you know, anointing, the spirit and the power, the knowledge of God, you know, that brings solution to problems. You know, nobody thinks a priest now. He commissioned in the palace. King did not know the dream. He don't forget. And he doesn't have the interpretation either. So king has no solution. But here a Hebrew boy carrying God's grace and favor and mercy, carrying the spirit of excellence, and they had gifts and talents and skills, you know, understanding things in the spirit, able to interpret things and bring solutions and answers to people's, you know, that's what it should be. I don't want to be the man with the problem. I want to be the man with the answer. Here is Joseph. Joseph, you mean you were able to give solutions to this problem? Hey, this boy. You know what? You are the prime minister of Egypt as from today. You are not going back to the prison. And then they have to take away those rat clothes, and, you know, remove all those things, you know, let him take his bath and dress, and as a royal, they'll put rings and, you know, and the gold on him. And you are the prime minister of Egypt as from today. See, your gift shall make room for you. Your gift shall make room for you and bring you before great people. Sometimes we don't think in this direction. Anytime people are praying, they are asking God for physical things that don't go anywhere. They are asking God for bread, for butter, granite. You're asking God for a bowl of food. You're asking God for clothes to wear. You're asking God for a car. Is that it? These boys just praying sincere prayers. They have the gifting. They have the knowledge, the wisdom of God. You know, the gifts of God, the special talents and, you know, ability, you know, in the spirit, they seek it first, the spiritual things. And that is what King Solomon did. He asked for spiritual gifts. Say, God, give me an understanding heart that I will be able to lead your people. You see, it was a very selfless prayer. Like, people only pray in that direction. You know, people pray, when you listen to people praying today, Solomon said, God, give me an understanding heart that I will be able to lead your people. And God said, Solomon, you have pleased me. You have pleased me, Solomon. You have pleased me. You know what? I'm not just going to give you what you ask. Then he added more. He added. That's the prayer that pleased God. You know, so these boys, they are carrying gifts of the spirit. They were carrying anointing. They were carrying grace. They were carrying mercy and favor. They were carrying an excellent spirit that was moving along with them. Wherever they go, they were answers to problems. They have solutions. They have the answers, you know, and God was just moving. Things were just happening. Daniel became a prime minister in a foreign land. after interpreting the dream, and then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they were promoted, and so on and so on. You know, the spiritual gifts now have brought in physical blessings. Are you there? The spiritual brought the physical blessings, because the things that are seen are made from things that are not seen. Oh yes, that's Corinthians. He said, what you see with your physical eyes was produced by things that you don't see. So God is a spirit. The world of the spirit is more powerful than the physical world. I repeat, the world of the spirit is more powerful than the physical world. God is a spirit, mind you. And it is God that created everything you see here. So the spirit gave birth to the physical thing. This is Rema. This is from on high. I didn't plan this. Hey, spiritual thing gave birth to physical thing. It is the spiritual thing that produces the physical things that you are seeing. So the spirit world is more powerful than the physical world. Here is from Elijah. Here is Elijah. Elijah has served Elijah for many years. And now Elijah is about to leave the earth. And then Elijah said, Prophet Elisha, you have served me all these years. What can I do for you? What can I give to you? What should I do for you now? I know many people will still say this one. But Elisha passed the test. He said, I want spiritual gifts. I want you to impart to me the double portion of your anointing. That's what I want. Okay? When you see me go, you get. Prophet Elisha did 32 miracles. Elijah did only 15 miracles. It was so much on Elisha to the point where Naaman brought gold and silver and wealth and riches to come and give to Elisha. Elisha said, I don't need those things. I like that. Peter said, perry with your money. Apostle Peter in the New Testament. He said, perry with your money. And Prophet Elijah said, I don't need those things you are bringing. Just go and dip yourself in River Jordan 7 times and you'll be all right. Boy, come on. Come on, go there now. The authority of the believer. Hey, spiritual things produce physical things. No. Naaman has brought wealth and riches and gold and silver to Prophet Elisha. Did Elisha ask for it? He didn't ask for it, but it's there. But I don't need it, though. You know, what are we talking about? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all other things shall be added unto you. Daniel had an excellent spirit. God wants you to have an excellent spirit today. You need to pray God to give you. Last week we said, does any of you need wisdom? Let him ask of God who gives it to all men liberally. God is very willing to give out the gifts of the spirit. Oh, the impartation of the anointings of grace and mercy and excellent spirit. Oh, yes, I pray tonight that God will impart to you the spirit of excellence like Daniel. May you excel in your business, in your job, in everything you lay your hands on to do. May the spirit of excellence begin to manifest in your life today. In the name of Jesus, receive the double portion of that spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Jews first and then the Gentiles. Look at Romans chapter 1 verse 15. Romans chapter 1 verse 15. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to the Jews first, and then to the Gentiles. That is how God, that is the program of God. I like God. to the Jews first, and then to the Gentiles. Later on to the Gentiles, first to the Jews. Oh my God. Romans chapter 1 verse 15. If you are not a Jew, now you know I am a Jew by the blood of Jesus. I am an Israelite by the blood of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 3 has made me a Jew. I am an Israelite. That's where I belong. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Romans chapter 1 verse 15. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jews first, and then to the Gentiles. It has been the first and not the last. Oh, yes. That's God's arrangement. We shall be the first and not the last. We shall be the head and not the tail. We shall be above and not the next. It's not me that said it, though. Don't hold me. I'm ready. Now, meanwhile, the Romans chapter 9, if God said, I will bless whom I will bless, and favor whom I will favor. Eh? Then he now said, it is not of him that runneth, nor of him that willeth, but it's of God that giveth the grace. So it comes from him, not from anybody. Oh, not me, not a mo. Are you there? I'm not at Romans chapter 1 verse 16. He says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. Then he says, to the Jews first. Eh? To the Jews first. And then later on, to the Gentiles. Oh my God. I will not be the last to. There is a thing of excellence, though. Hey, I will be above and not the next. In the name of Jesus, I must be the head and not the tail. In the name of Jesus, I must be the first and not the last. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. What you pray is what you get. There is a death and life and in the power of your tongue. You shall decree a thing, and it shall be established. God did not create me to be a houseboy. God did not create me to be a servant of people. God did not create me to be killed by coronavirus. God did not create me to be a boy of people. No, that's not it. God created me to be an ambassador of Christ, a soldier of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, yes. Christ has made us kings and priests of the Most High God. And then King Solomon in Ephesians 10, he said, I've seen evil on this earth. Yes, in the book of Ephesians, King Solomon was now rewriting. He said, I've seen evil under the sun. Servants are on horses, and kings are walking barefooted. Lord have mercy. That's the Solomon in Ecclesiastes. In the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon was saying that. He said, I've seen evil under the earth. I've seen evil on the earth. What is the evil? He said, servants are on horses. In those days, you know, people who ride horses are the important people in the community. They ride horses. Eh? Servants are on top of horses, going wherever they are going. Then, in after, kings are walking barefooted. Ah, that is not my story. I will not walk barefooted on this earth. God forbid. Ah, the spirit of excellence is given to me. In the name of Jesus, Haman wanted to turn it around. Haman, the King Ahasuerus said, Once upon a time, I was to be murdered. I was to be assassinated. But somebody saved me. Yes, that's King Ahasuerus. King Ahasuerus said, where is that man who saved me? Somebody saved me from death, untimely death. Somebody saved me. Where is that person? As he looked into his record, he located the name Mordecai. Mordecai is the person who saved King Ahasuerus from untimely death. They would have killed him and sent him to untimely death, but Mordecai saved the situation. Say, where is Mordecai? Bring him here. Where is that Mordecai? I should reward him now. Bring that Mordecai. Then Haman said, yes, it is me to receive that reward. It is me. So he tried to turn the whole thing, you know, as if to say, don't go and reward Mordecai. It is me, Haman. And then God flogged him out of the way. You know, you can't turn the table. You certain things have been destined. You can't change them. You can't turn them around. You know, you can't turn them around. So the Jew first, and then to the Gentile. You know, there's a speed of excellence in the whole earth. In the days of King Solomon, 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 22, it says, Solomon excelled above all the kings of the earth. That's 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 22. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 22. It says, Solomon excelled. God gave Solomon so much. Wisdom, knowledge, understanding, wealth, riches, gold, silver, everything was good. Then the scripture says, Solomon, King Solomon excelled above all the kings of the earth. In those days, there were no presidents. There were no governors. What they had were kings. Kings that were ruling nations. And of all the kings all over the earth, there were so many kings then. There were Queen Sheba. They were kings of Egypt, kings of various nations. But of all these kings, the Bible says that God made Solomon to excel above all of them. He was the best of all the kings of the earth. Look at it. 2 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 22. You know, an excellent spirit. Have you received that spirit? You don't have to be a failure. God said, I will neither fail thee nor forsake thee. God did not create you a failure. God is imparting to you the spirit of excellence. In the name of Jesus, may you receive that spirit, that power, that anointing, that grace for you to excel in every area of your life, your home, your family, your ministry, your church, your business, your job. May God grant that spirit to you. May God grant that anointing, that grace upon your life, upon your family, upon your home right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Reuben, you shall not excel. Genesis 49, verse 4. Reuben, when Jacob was to leave the earth, he called all his children to come together. He wanted to prophesy over them. And that was the culture, the custom then, you know, they prayed over their children, they prophesied over their children before they left the earth. So he called all his sons, all his children to prophesy over them. And he started with Reuben, the first son, in Genesis 49, verse 4. Genesis 49, verse 4. And Jacob was saying over Reuben, he said, Reuben, you will not excel because you committed adultery with my wife. And because of this, you will not excel. That's Genesis 49, verse 4. So there are things that can make you not to excel. What are those things? Sin lying at your door. Cain was angry. Cain, he said, God, why did you accept my offering? Cain was angry with Abel. Why did Abel's offering go up to heaven? And then my own is rejected, which means Cain was angry with his brother. And so he went and killed Abel. And then God was telling him, you, Cain, sin is your life. Sin lies at your door. That's why you are a murderer. See, sin can hinder you from receiving the spirit of his presence. So God said to Reuben, you shall not excel. You, Reuben, you shall. There are so many Reuben today who compromise standards, can live in sin. Can you live in sin so that grace may abound? The word of God says, no, you can't live in sin so that grace may abound. No, Reuben, you will not excel. Genesis 49, verse 4. Reuben, you will not excel. And there are so many Reuben everywhere. Reuben, go to the churches, go everywhere. Reuben, people who compromise God's standard. They live double life. One leg is the same, one leg is the devil. You know, compromise. Their life is not straight. Everything sinners are doing, they are doing. Everything wicked people are doing, they are doing. There is no difference. They are the Reuben of today. Say, you shall not excel. No, you need to come out of that. You need to be straight with God. You need to make your way right with God, so that I know the Lord will make our way for you. I know the Lord will make our way for you. If you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way for you. If you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way for you. I know the Lord will make a way for you. If you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord will make a way for you. Reuben, you shall not excel because you have lived in sin and there's no way for you. That was it. And if you read about the Reubenites, it was like that. There was no excellence in their lives and so on and so forth. God is speaking to you right now. There is the spirit of excellence. God wants to impart to you. But you don't have to be a Reubenite. Oh, no, you don't have to be a Reuben. You know, one who has compromised and, compromised standard and, live recklessly and did everything the sinners are doing, Sodom and Gomorrah kind of life. And all those things, they hinder you from receiving what God has for you. But I want you to bow your head wherever you are in any part of the world listening to this message. I want you to confess your sins. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever shall confess and forsake shall have mercy. When you confess and forsake, you will have mercy. If you confess and forsake, you will have mercy. So there is opportunity for you right now to make a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ that you want to live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. And then God is going to impart to you the same way he did to Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Joseph, and all these faithful men and women of God in the Bible, Esther and all the rest of them, you know, God will pass to you what he has for you. Yes, in the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who have had this word that there shall be no Reuben amongst you. In the name of Jesus, we come out of that space of compromise, living in sin and immorality, and living recklessly, and doing all the things the unbelievers are doing, Sodom and Gomorrah kind of life. We repent of it. Yes, in the name of Jesus, repent of it now. Yes, you must turn away from your wicked ways, and then God is ready to answer your prayers. In the name of Jesus, I pray for everyone who have heard this word, that the spirit of excellence be parted in them. God, impart your spirit of excellence upon your people, that they will excel. They shall be above and not beneath, shall be the head and not the tail, shall be the first and not the last. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive all that God has for you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen. I want to thank every one of you who have participated in this program. God bless you all. Thank you all for attending. From all over the world, I can see so many people who have keyed in. And I pray God to reward you all abundantly for attending this fellowship. Please forward this message to everyone. Email it out to them. Share it. Tweet it out. Email it. Text it. And let them know the truth, that the truth shall set them free. It is the truth that you know that sets you free. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. God bless you all abundantly. Felicia and I, we wish you all God's peace. The spirit of excellence be imparted to you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Join us again next week. Next weekend, we're going to have another section like this again. And I know God will bless you again in Jesus' name. I know the Lord will make a way for you. Bless you, bless you, bless you. I know the Lord will make a way for you. If you live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right. I know the Lord make a way for you. I know the Lord we make a way for you. I know the Lord, we make a way for you. If you live a holy life,